And then finally, I just wanted to bring up a couple of kind of, again, these are some of the fringe issues that may come up. This morning, in Corey's presentation on sexual harassment, he already referred to this, but the Rule 3.8, known as the Advocate Witness Rule, generally, except in limited exceptions, prevents a lawyer from representing a party in a litigation if the lawyer expects to be called as a witness or is likely to be called as a witness. When we're dealing with disgruntled parents, I think this can come up a lot as a concern for attorneys and having to make those tough decisions about what you, where and how you want to be involved in the matter. It's not uncommon, I think, for our clients to get very frustrated with dealing with disgruntled parents, and so they want to pull us in sooner rather than later before litigation has been initiated. And that might mean attending meetings or doing an investigation like Corey talked about earlier, and that level of involvement is more likely to trigger the potential that this rule will apply. And so the question that came up last year for the Ethics Committee was, if an attorney is going to be disqualified under Rule 3.08 or is limited in their role under 3.08, does it also prevent other lawyers within the firm from participating? Oh, went too far. And after going through the purpose of Rule 3.08 and reviewing all of the reasons why there's potential harm to the party if the lawyer witness is involved, they ultimately concluded that even if the lawyer witness should not act as an advocate for a client before a tribunal in the presentation of a matter, the lawyer witness may otherwise participate in the preparation of the matter, and as long as you have the client's informed consent, another lawyer within the lawyer witness's law firm may represent the client in the matter as an advocate before the tribunal. So I think that does open up the opportunity that if we find ourselves in the position of being excluded because of the attorney witness role, that still provides that opportunity for another attorney within the firm to represent the district. And then social media. Social media is always an issue, and it seems to work its way into every ethics presentation that we have these days. I know we all do a lot of snooping on social media. It has become a primary source of information when you're preparing for a hearing or preparing for litigation. We can get a lot of good information about our witnesses, about the parties involved. But the question that came up is it ever permissible for an attorney or an agent of the attorney to reach out to a potential witness or a potential party anonymously on Facebook or on social media? And in the context of this opinion from 2018, the specific question was the case where you have an anonymous reporter, an anonymous poster on social media that is posting defamatory remarks about the client, and you don't know who the poster is, and the attorney wanted to be able to reach out anonymously on social media for the purpose of establishing jurisdiction for a pre-suit deposition. And so the limited question was whether or not they could reach out anonymously to try to identify the anonymous source and to figure out whether or not the party was within their jurisdiction for a deposition. And the Ethics Committee determined that that was inappropriate. For all of the rules that talk about no misrepresentation, that we can't misrepresent our role in a matter, that we can't hide the ball on the fact that we're going to be potentially adverse to a party, for all of those reasons, it would always be inappropriate to reach out and make any anonymous contact with a party or with a witness without identifying your role in the matter as an attorney. And anything we can't do as an attorney, we can't have our agents do either. And then the last reminder before I pass it over is just a general reminder to be civil, because once again, social media is everywhere. You always might end up on YouTube. And when faced with a disgruntled parent, with an upset parent, I'd like to hope that everyone here in this room would be able to hold it together a little better than this guy did. This is video from a board meeting from East Ramapo Central School District in New York. The male voice that you hear in the video is the voice of the attorney.
Hi, as you know, my name is...
This parent was a frequent flyer at the board meetings and at the public comment section of the board meetings.
Hi, as you know, my name is Peggy Hatton, and my child goes to Spring Valley High School. I can tell you personally, my son failed his science region by one point. I spoke to the guidance counselor. I did get a phone call from his teacher. And when I spoke to, is it funny? Sorry. Shame on you.
It's funny.
Let me regain my composure for a moment.
He was laughing.
Just ignore him.
Good riddance, sir.
That was the lawyer walking out.
Okay, I will try to regain my thought. As I was talking about.
Okay, that was the setup. That wasn't so bad, right? He just walks out.